Good morning, Renew. We are starting a new series this fall during our story time about God at work. Do we have a, we have a really cool graphic I think Aaron made for us. But we're going to be focusing on how we see stories about how we see God at work in our daily lives and God at work maybe at work or maybe God at work at school or wherever you find yourself. So we're going to invite Dave and Marcia Edwards up this morning to share a story about how God is at work in their neighborhood. All right, so we heard that you guys threw a pretty cool party in your neighborhood. Can you tell us about that?
In July, Doug gave a teaching about how we don't really know our neighbors. And so when we left the service, I told David, we need to invite our neighbors over. We live on a cul-de-sac with about 63 houses. And we know the neighbors on the right and the left, but that's just about it in the neighborhood. So once I convinced him that we were going to...
I hated the idea.
we're introvert people. We just don't do these things. And so I decided we were going to have an... Instead of an open house, we were going to have an open backyard. And I sent out invitations to all the houses in our cul-de-sac. And so I just went around one Sunday putting little notices that you were invited at the beginning of August in 3 weeks, you know, come to our backyard.
And what was the result of that? How many people came?
We had 30 people show up. And people that lived two houses away that didn't know each other and were sharing the information about their families and about their occupations, got to know a lot of people. We had... The first couple that showed up at our house was a very young couple that had just moved into the neighborhood, although the husband was familiar with the neighborhood because as a kid, his aunt had lived across the street and he used to visit. And he said, when I was little, you would put a flag out at your house. And that would let the kids in the neighborhood know they were allowed to come over and go swimming. I had totally forgotten that because that was a long time ago when my kids were little. And he was one of the kids that ended up in our pool. So
it sounds like we all need to put in pools, Michael. Renew, can we finance that? Everybody gets a pool to like draw everyone into their house for the summer? That's amazing. How have you seen God at work through either at the party or since the party?
Well, I think a couple things. One is that so many people came. We didn't know if anybody was going to come. And 30 people came. And they came, it was over a couple hours, and they kept coming. And one of the things is that, Morris and I found that very intimidating to have people come to our house that we didn't really know. People are really looking to build connections. I think sometimes when we hear people talk about sharing the gospel, it becomes very scary because we don't know the people. And, you know, we're afraid if we say anything to them, this rat's going to jump up and bite us or something. And, doesn't work that way. And the nice part was is that people were anxious to meet. So like after some introductions, people started introducing themselves to each other, talking about what they were interested in. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, was fascinating to me was it was across generations. We had young people in their 20s that had just moved in. We had people older than us come over. And they were talking to each other. So that would be pretty fantastic. So I think there's going to be more opportunities. As a matter of fact, the best thing I think that happened was that somebody knows somebody that's going to be moving in next month, and they want to have another get-together with the community so that to welcome this new couple be coming in. So, you know, we think we might be, seeing the start of something good. And one of the things is, on the most basic level, is I think we always talk about how social media isolates us and polarizes us. And I think that works good as long as we don't talk to each other. And I think the way is to get to know each other as people, and maybe something good started there. So the worst that happened is people got to know their neighbors. The best that happens is we may have some opportunities to share the gospel with people that may not know it, but they're hungry for it.
Exactly. Thank you so much for sharing. I think that's true. What that last bit there is that you said, like, maybe no one came to faith at your party, you know, at that moment, but it's created these bonds that will grow throughout the years. And in your neighborhood, if people need you, or people who may find a need, be like, oh, I know Dave and Marcia, they might be able to help me with that or something like that. So thank you so much for taking that step and following the Holy Spirit, even if it wasn't what you wanted to do at first. And I think that inspires me. It makes me want to, I mean, Angela's my neighbor and I already know her, but we could do something together. Yes. Yeah, see, the ideas are growing. And that's the point of this series, is that I think as we vulnerably share our God stories, that promotes and provides more God stories. So we have a few lined up, but if you have a God story, or if now you'll start noticing the God stories that are happening in your life, please let one of us know, and we'll get you in the lineup to share your God at work story. Thank you, guys. Yeah.